All right, all right, all right. Here we go. I feel like I have a rotating cast of characters. I shouldn't feel like it. I kind of do. Spike on the mic is back. We had Wells in last night. I had Wells in last night. Had a fun hour. We'll see if Spike on the mic's co-hosting abilities can reach or maintain the levels of one Wells, a.k.a. Rockwell Dazar, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as JR. I would tell you this, it's a lot easier to say your name. Spike on the mic, how you sticking?
This stuck here is not mine. So sometimes you can't hit a home run. Sometimes you chickens next day feathers. This stuck here is not mine, but I told the guy I'm going to use it. I'm stuck like sticky fingers from eating a sticky bun.
I'm stuck like sticky fingers from eating a sticky bun.
It's not mine.
I wouldn't claim it either. I got to be honest with you, Spike. That's like, the smartest thing you did. Okay. Is not claiming ownership of that little bon mot.
All right. Good job, you know.
But whatever.
You know, it's catching on, bro. You might hate it, but it's catching on.
I never said I hate it at all. Spike, what are your feelings on chili dogs, Spike?
Sucking on a chili dog, somebody go to freedom.
Say, try it one more time, Spike.
Sucking on chili dogs, why the bad to go to freedom? I do it again. That guy who said, no, it ain't the guy who said, jump, who said, no, it's the guy that said.
Keep going, Spike.
Hold on. I
have the belief that you are going to work your way through it. You never get the lyric right. You'll never get the lyric right. I have no belief in you getting the lyric right.
Let me tell you about the guy.
I believe you will come very close to telling me who sings the line you are butchering right now.
All I know about, he was a dude, but he had a little girl that they went up the hill or something like that. Somebody, Tiger Man, Cougar, John Legend Cougar Camp. No, okay, hold on. Let me slow down. Hold on, let me get it right. John Ledger Cougar Camp. That's him. He looked like a lot like one of them Bruce Springsteen dudes. I remember the video. Sucking on a chili dog.
Excuse me, Drew. For
somebody do the freedom.
This homage
get on,
to
get on
you.
Down and just oh yeah, life goes on. I'm getting it now.
Give me a second, Mike. Excuse me, Drew, for this obvious homage to you.
What is my password?
Spike. Mm-hmm. Who sang the song again?
I know he's sucking on a chili dog.
The line is sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Outside the Tasty Freeze.
It's freedom in there somewhere.
Dribble off them Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please.
What?
Some girl's got his hand upon the knees. Yeah.
So that's
Now the name of the girl escapes me, but she's got her hand upon the knees. Dribble off them Bobby Brooks, let me do.
Cougar Champ.
Cougar Champ. Yes.
I knew something like that. John Mellon.
Keep Spike, Damn it, you're almost there. No, we ain't moving on. Go, you right there, Spike.
Bathroom.
You're right there. I know, I will talk about that. Who sings it again?
Sucking on.
Forget the lyric. I already gave you the lyric.
What's that dude's name? John Legend.
No.
Cougar Camp.
The Drop Legend.
John.
You just said it.
Cougar Man? Cougar Camp. Cougar. No. Okay, hold on a second. Let me get it. John. I know he got a second name, and then it's something with Cougar in it. Maybe they ain't no Cougar. Maybe just John's second name Cougar.
Well,
John Legend Cougar.
He was the record label Cougar had Camp. Him change his name, his last name to Cougar. So when he first put out his debut, it was John Cougar, and then he decided to put back his Legend. Last name.
Cougar Camp.
Mellencamp, Spike. John Cougar Mellencamp. John Cougar.
What was
Mellencamp.
I saying?
John
Not
Legend
that.
Cougar Camp. But you said Mellon Legend, so you almost
okay.
had it.
Okay, one more time. What's his name again?
John Cougar Mellon Camp.
John Legend. John.
For you. Hey, what's up? You're on the Cat Name O Show. What's up?
Hey, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Man, I really should think that Spike was actually a character until I ran into you at Carolina Publix, and you're like, nope. Spike is a real person.
Spike,
he is not playing a character.
No, he's not.
I'm confused.
This guy ran into me. Tim ran into me at Publix, and one of the things he said, one of the last things he said, "Hey, let me ask you, is Spike being playing a character?" And I go, "Nope, Spike is Spike."
Oh, I really truly think that he makes this show. I mean, the stuff he says, and it's all innocent. He doesn't know any better, and maybe he's thinking "Freedom" by George Michael. That could be it as well. But the names that he says, and the one thing he does not know how to do. Is
radio. It's radio. Let me answer.
No,
that.
No, Tim, I'm gonna tell you exactly
no
why.
Idea.
Tim, I'm gonna tell you why.
No idea. Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you why. I have when I talk, I get tired real quick. So I try to get it in before I finish it, and I don't finish what I'm saying.
I don't know how someone wants to be in radio that gets tired of talking.
Yeah, really.
Even tired of talking for like 20 minutes. Spike gets tired of his own train of thought.
Spike gets bored with his own train of thought
within the span of 30 seconds.
Right. That's why I try to get it all in.
Yeah. And the best thing about him, one night, every time I think about him, I think about the night he had to say wedding ring. He cannot do it to save his life. He had to say like 10 times until he finally got it right, and it's just two words, wedding ring.
Yeah. I had trouble saying that.
I don't remember that, but I believe it. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Tim is right. I get bored, so I try to get it in early, and I mess up a lot of things.
How do you get bored with the comments you're making, Spike?
Because I know the answer, and I want to get it out before I waste time and forget
it. But you didn't know the answer. You didn't know the lyric nor the artist.
Yeah, but you knew what I was talking about.
That's your go-to. You knew what I was talking about. Matter, that doesn't... Okay.
But you did, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did.
Where am I wrong?
Forget it. It's a two-hour show.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Where was he sucking on a chili dog, Spike?
Outside of Tasty Freedom?
Outside of Tasty Freedom. Hey, what's up?
Sucking on chili dog. Outside of Tasty Freedom. Sitting on Bobby Brooks' back, let me do what I please. Stay ya. Life goes on.
Thank you.
Did he say sitting on back of Bobby Brooks?
He said the girl's name was not Bobby Brooks. She had on Bobby Brooks jeans. He goes,
but does the song say sitting on Bobby Brooks?
Now, there's a, some, ah, damn it. There's a girl sitting on a man on his lap. The line is sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze. Somebody got their hand between my knees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks. Let me do what I please. Yeah.
Sucking on chili dog outside of Tasty Freeze. Do lama time, do the test that I can be. Oh, yeah, life goes. Y'all worried about that part. Just keep going. I know the part. Oh, yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of feeling is gone.
Long after the thrill of living is gone. Yes. Jack and Diane lyrics. That's the name of the song.
That's what I was trying to say. It was about a little kid and somebody.
Is that where you're getting the Jack about the girl, the guy that went up the hill? Was that? I would have never in a million years got that. All right, here it is. The answer to the $1 million. Diane, why am I even looking? Yeah. Hold on.
You said absolutely nothing.
Sucking on the chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie says, "Hey, Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees and dribble off those Bobby Brooks. Let me do what I please." Hey, you're on the Cat Day Mo Show. What's up?
That's a lot.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Spike.
Yo.
Hey, Spike, you know Chuck D's name isn't Chuck D. It's Chuck D's Nuts.
You going to give him that?
I mean...
Come on, Mo. You better than that. I'm surprised.
I've only given him that because typically what you wait for is you to respond, and then you go, "It's Chuck D's Nuts." But here's the funny thing. He didn't even have the patience to wait for you.
Here's the funny thing.
The funny thing was
homeboy said, "Ooh, I got something. I'm going to call the radio station and do that." That's the funny thing.
That made me laugh. Still making me laugh. Chuck D's Nuts.
I'm actually still laughing. I was going to try and be funny, but he made me laugh.
See, there you go, Spike. The public is smoking.
But I'll still say, hey, Spike, we got to do a segment with you. It's just Spike guessing the lyrics. But until then, I'm just going to yell, John Coochie Camp, freedom!
Thank you.
That was funny.
Spike, you don't know the lyrics to songs you like. I am not gonna play against the lyric song with you. We will be here all day and forever.
It's because I just want to keep it moving. I ain't got to sit time and figure out like Prince song.
I'm surprised that you kind of remember the name Jack. Jack and Diane. You kind of remember. You said about the boy went up the hill, whatever. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised you knew as much as you did about that song, because I can't imagine you ever listening to that song purposely. It's a great song.
I think it came on a video when I saw the video, so I watched that. You said he did change his name, because he used to have a cool name, and then he changed it to. I thought he dropped the name because it was too long.
No, the record station, they wanted to fashion him. This is actual factual. They wanted him to be Bowie-esque. So they said, get out of here.
Stop. I don't even want to talk no more. Because he reminded me of Bruce Springsteen.
Who?
You heard him. The guy with the tissue in his back pocket on the album cover.
It was a handkerchief.
Okay. See, I didn't want to wait.
It was a tissue.
Bruce Springsteen. Hold on. I am really not joking. Okay, slow down. I'm going to get it right. Dude. Bruce.
Yeah, we heard Bruce.
Springsteen.
Yes, Mike.
Is that it?
Yes.
What was the other guy? It was another guy that was on soap operas. His name was Bruce, something like that, too. Springsteen. Somebody else named Springsteen.
No. He was on the soap opera and he was a singer?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Rick Springfield. Hold on, Spike. Again, apologies.
My bad, people.
Apologies.
Maybe I should just stop. But did Rick Springfield sing a song too?
Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
But anyway, the
Mellencamp guy, he wanted to be Bruce Spring.
I understand what you're saying. I'm telling you what the record company wanted to do. They kind of modeled him. They wanted him to be Bowie.
He didn't have Bowie's style.
Which is why it was never going to work. But they had him change his name to John Cougar, and rightfully so. After the success or whatever, and I guess after he had a little more pull, I don't know the particulars, but he put Mellencamp on, John Cougar.
Wait, hold on a second.
And I think that name works better. John Cougar sounds like a radio company. It's flat. Yeah, Mellencamp, you know. I mean, I can understand a label initially going Mellencamp. Ooh, we got to give you something a little bit harder than that.
Never mind.
No, go.
How does, by him dropping his name, make they want him to be more like Bowie?
No, that was, they were trying to fashion him. I'll have to find the article. I read it 30 years ago. 30 years ago when he was talking.
You've been chasing,
when
you've he been, was talking. You've been, I've been a fan. I've been chili dogs I, yeah, with been, Bowie since 30, I, for 30
I,
years.
No, with Bowie longer, but I've been a Mellencamp fan since day one. He said this quote, which shows his humility and self awareness. He said, John Cougar Mellencamp. Early on, he said, "I know that I'll never be more than a footnote to Bruce Springsteen," which I think he became more than a footnote to Bruce Springsteen. Hey, what's your name? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had a very illustrious career.
No, he didn't. He had that sucking chili dog. Hold on. It was the sucking
John
chili
Cougar
dog.
John Cougar Mellencamp probably had 20 hits over this course of 15 years.
Any of them bigger than sucking chili dogs?
He had some massive hits.
I asked you, any of them bigger than sucking chili dogs?
Pink Houses was probably bigger than Jack and Diane.
Under John Cougar?
That might have been Mellencamp.
Maybe I changed the channel.
Little Pink Houses for you and me. Yeah. Human Wheels, Check It Out, Paper and Fire.
You're just saying words. How about just House and Sticks, Ants and Dogs?
He had a massive hit with Michelle Wendegachelo, that black bald chick that was the bassist.
Oh, really?
Wildlife. It was a Van Morrison cover. Yeah, you could name a Michelle Lindell.
You
can't
know who the hell Michelle Lindell is.
Listen, Spike, I won't mind you messing up her name, because I can never say that. That mother effer right there. I can't forget it. Hey, what's up?
Hey guys, it's Captain Tim. How you doing, Mo?
Hey, Captain Tim, doing all right. Dealing with Spike. What's going on with you?
Not much. How you sticking, Spike?
Oh, I'm stuck like chili dogs on the Taste of Freedom.
Sucking on chili dog. I was just going to say, Mo, you ought to play that Rick Springfield song that he cut. I think she called me Bruce. Do you remember that?
No, no. Was he talking about being mistaken for Bruce Springsteen?
Rick Springfield's theme guy. Yeah, just like Spike was saying, but he cut a song called He Called Me Bruce.
See? I knew what I was talking about. Don't ever question my intelligence.
Okay. See what you started. Thanks for the call. Michelle Indegiacello.
I got that on my chest. Who is this? This Michelle?
This is John Mellencamp and Michelle and Paige Yachella. That's her on the bass. And this
is this the girl that played with Bowie?
No. He had a bald black bassist as well.
There were two of them out there?
Yes, sir. And I think they just got together to do this song, and it became such a hit that John Mellencamp ended up touring off of it. There she is. But again, neither one of them wrote the song. It's a Van Morrison song. And I know you
think that matters to me?
I'm just the other one.
Like Van Morrison and these two people? Like, come on. You think I'm jamming this in my truck? On my 71 Volkswagen Bug while I'm sucking on a chili dog? Get out of here.
The initial query was, Mike, what is your feelings on chili dogs?
Oh. Yeah, I dig them. I can eat them, and I like them, and I love them.
And I don't think they're as unhealthy as John Sinning thinks that they are.
They probably garbage.
If you get an all beef dog, don't get a chicken and pork, mashup. Get an all beef dog. That's all protein.
I'm
gonna give you the facts, Mike. The dog is all protein, little to no carbs. The cheese is all protein, little to no carbs, and the chili. Is mostly protein.
Little no
carbs. You might get about 10, 11 carbs in that. And then you got the bun. The bun is the X factor. But if you eat around the bun and you just take little minuscule amounts of bread in with the chili dog, because I'm not a bread man, but you need the bun to hold the chili and dog.
Chili dogs are high in cholesterol and can lead to weight gain, obesity, if consumed regularly.
Yeah, if consumed regularly. Yes. Guess what can lead to weight gain and obesity?
High fat content.
Any food consumed regularly can lead
to.
Yeah, cholesterol, man. My cholesterol is straight.
If I eat a brick just once a year, is that healthy for me?
You won't die. You eat a brick every day, you're gonna die. You eat a brick once a year, Spike. I think you still might live. How you like me now? Don't ever argue with me about chili dogs.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now a bone traffic update from the Farrah.